Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Self-Help. How often do you think about you? Is your life and all that comes with it always on your mind? It can be very easy to get caught up in thought and only be concerned with, well, you. But there's a problem with this kind of mindset, and it comes at a high cost. The more of you there is, the farther apart it drives your relationship with God. It's hard to not be concerned with your own situation. However, letting go can produce a freedom that allows you to live a more fulfilled and joyful life in Christ and be more aware of the people around you. Now here's Joyce from her series, Self-Help.
Well, I'm doing a series this weekend on the self-sins, some of the self-sins that we don't even see as sin. I knew that I really wouldn't sell the series later if I called it self-sins, and so I'm calling it self-help. How to escape self-overload and live a life of fulfillment. Last night I taught about self-righteousness, how really despicable it is to God after he sent his son to die for us and to make us right with him because of his sacrifice. How despicable it is to him to watch us wear ourselves out trying to be right with him through our own works and our own effort. We don't live under the law. We live by grace. We're led by the Holy Spirit. We don't have to be led by the law. However, the law is right and just and good and holy. And God will write his desires in our heart, and he gives us the Holy Spirit to help us walk them out and fulfill them. But if we keep trying to live as a new covenant Christian under the old covenant, it never works out. So there's a great deal to be learned about knowing that you've been made right with God through your faith in Jesus Christ, and then learning how to live literally inside out. God never expects us to do anything that he doesn't give us the ability to do. So he's not going to tell me to love people if he doesn't put love in me. He's not going to tell me to operate in self-control if I don't have any ability to operate in self-control. So when a person's born again, they receive everything that they need to live a victorious life. It comes into your spirit at the new birth in the form of a little tiny seed. And as you water that seed with the word of God, which is what you're here doing tonight, goody for you, amen, then it grows up and becomes a great plant. So we talked all about that last night. Thank God for recorded messages. If you weren't here, you can order it. This morning, we talked about self-confidence. We talked about the danger of putting our confidence in ourselves rather than in God. We want to be confident, but we want to be confident in him, not confident in our own abilities. And one of the ways that we prove that we're leaning on God is by spending time with him and thanking him for everything that goes right in our life, hanging on the vine, as we talked about this morning in John chapter 15, apart from me, you can do nothing. I'm the vine, you're the branches. If you're broken off, you're not going to last very long. Everything withers and dies. So to make a point, this morning at about 9 a.m., we pulled a little flower off of a tree outside my hotel room. And when I brought this here this morning, it was all blossomed and pretty. Now, this has only been off the vine 11 hours. Say, what's the point? Well, the point is how long do we go without spending time with God, without thanking him, without praising him, without letting him know that we're leaning on him and relying on him? And just like this little flower is, I mean, probably it will have fallen off by in the morning. I hope so. And it has all these little buds on it that would have become something beautiful, but because it got off the branch, come on, because it got off the branch, now those will never bloom, plus this one will die. There's no telling how much potential we have that we waste simply because we get a little flower and we start leaning on ourselves and thinking we're a hot shot instead of going to God all the time and saying, I know that I would be nothing without you. I'll never be anything without you. Anything good that happens through me, you get the credit. And if I do anything that's not good, I'm going to take responsibility for it and ask you to help me change. Now tonight, I'm going to teach on another self-sin. And let me just say first that I believe that, like with self-righteousness, we wouldn't think about that being a sin. But it is, because anything that's not the will of God is a sin. We probably wouldn't even think of self-confidence as being a sin. We might think, oh, maybe that's something I shouldn't do, but we wouldn't think of it as being something that maybe is something we need to repent for. And the sin that I'm going to talk about tonight is another what I call acceptable sins. We know it's not right, but you know, there are certain things we put sin in category. It's like we might know, well, you know, I really shouldn't. I mean, I know it's like really bad to go cheat on my spouse or to rob the gas station or, you know, a few other things. But I mean, self-righteousness, self-confidence. Tonight we're going to talk about self-pity. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Well, I mean, it's better than it could have been. And see, I understand, because the minute I said self-pity, that was your spirit clapping. Your flesh was going, really? So, now we've been talking about balance and how we don't want things to get out of balance, so we should have pity for other people that are hurting. Pity, which is compassion, true godly pity, which is compassion, is always out towards someone else that's hurting. The Bible says that Jesus was moved with sympathy, pity, and compassion, and then he would go and help people. Well, if we can be moved with compassion toward others and keep our mind off of what we don't have, then we're going to spend a lot less time turning what should be going outward, inward, in on ourselves. In Galatians chapter 5, where we're going to begin, we have a list of different things that the Bible calls sin. Galatians chapter 5, verse 20. Well, we'll start in verse 19. Now, the doings and the practices of the flesh are clear and obvious. They are immorality, impurity, indecency, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy. You see, jealousy, for example, that's probably something that we don't stand against like we should. Not like we might stand against sorcery or some other so-called biggie, but yet they're right here on the same list. Anger, ill temper, selfishness, divisions, dissensions, party spirit, factions, sex with peculiar opinions and heresies, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and the like. I warn you beforehand, just as I did previously, that those who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, lest somebody get afraid, that doesn't mean if you ever lose your temper, you're not going to go to heaven. But it means if we're given over to these sins, then there's something wrong somewhere. And we need to let God show us truth and be set free. This is not the way that a believer is supposed to live. And so, as God was dealing with me years ago about self-pity and brought me to this list, and I was studying, I thought, well, self-pity's not on the list. And then I got an eye-opening revelation. It is right on the list, because self-pity is idolatry. When we feel sorry for ourselves, we turn inward and idolize ourselves, and everything becomes about me. Mine. My whole world is consumed in me, and I become self-centered. I'm idolizing myself, and that is not something that pleases God. And it doesn't please God mainly because he knows how bad it is for us. There's no way that we can be turned inward with our mind on ourselves all the time and be happy. How many of you want to be happy? I mean, like, happy, 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 really happy. Amen? I think that's the bottom line of what everybody wants. We just really want to be happy. We want to enjoy life and be happy. Now, in talking to you about not being full of self-pity, just to make sure we have balance, because that's always important, we want to make sure that nobody's thinking that I'm saying that you can never be sad. Of course, if you get disappointed or somebody hurts you or somebody mistreats you, probably going to feel sad. But God has given us tools to fight those things and to work through those things in a healthy way, but not let them control us. For example, if a loved one dies, it's healthy to go through a proper grieving process. It's actually unhealthy not to, but it's wrong to let a spirit of grief get on your life and take you over, where you basically never live out the rest of your life because of something that you lost way back here. So in a healthy way, we want to own our own pain and say, you know, God, that hurts. It hurts. That's why God gave us tears, not just to cry for ourselves, but to also for other people that are hurting. However, if we let that go on too long and it becomes self-pity, any one of us can become literally addicted to self-pity. And what happens then is our first response when we don't get our way is to feel sorry for ourselves. And if that's the case, you need to do something about it, and you need to do it quick. And if it's not the case, if your problem's not that big, good for you. But some of the rest of us do have a problem, and we want to hear this message tonight. And this message will keep you from ever getting a problem like that. How many of you ever get invited to a pity party by the devil? Well, sad to say, we go all too often. Hopefully after tonight, we're going to say, no, thank you. I've been there, done that. Don't care to go again. Amen. Make a little noise and let me know you're happy. You know, preachers tell people to clap just so they get a chance to breathe, I think. Now, here is some of the problems with self-pity. When people turn inward and idolize themselves, all their thoughts are centered on themselves. So their whole world just becomes about them. God has called us to outreach, not to inreach. People that are in self-pity are focused on themselves and all their problems and misfortunes, and they never see then what they can and should be doing for other people. Now, whatever you might want to think, the only way to be happy is to get your mind off yourself and start being a blessing to other people. Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's so amusing to me. It's like, if you spend your life trying to make yourself happy, you'll never be happy. But if you give yourself to God and you trust Him to take care of you and to get to you what you need, and you spend a good deal of your time being a blessing to other people, whether that's encouraging them or helping them physically or giving to them or whatever the case might be, serving in some way, shape, or form, but you're more outreach-minded, you'll get happier and happier every day that you live. I'm never happier than I am when I'm doing what I'm doing right now. Never happier than I ever am, never more satisfied, never more fulfilled than when I'm doing exactly what I am right now, and I'm working hard. But I know that I'm helping people. And when you help people, then God gives you the joy that only He can give you. Something that's been amazing to me in my life, and I've had some prayer time about this and come to some understanding. Have you ever had a big problem and just no matter what, you couldn't help yourself?
Thanks for listening. Start restoring balance in your life as you learn to place God first and not yourself when you order today's offer, Self-Help. This teaching series is available now as either a 4-CD set or digital download for a gift of any amount in U.S. funds, and we do accept all major credit cards. You can order today's offer from our website at joycemeyer.org, or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-789-0089. Again, the number is 1-800-789-0089.
Make plans now to spend your Friday and Saturday with Joyce. Inspiring teaching, heartfelt worship, and encouraging behind-the-scenes moments at the Joyce Meyer Conference.
If you want to get happy, get yourself off your mind.
Coming to San Jose, California, August 3rd and 4th at the SAP Center. For more information and a complete conference schedule, visit joycemeyer.org/conference or call 1-866-SEE-JOYCE.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.